Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Recently, SOPA, Stop Online Piracy Act, has been receiving a lot of attention. And I know that dozens of popular websites actually went to the trouble of blacking out their homepages in protest recently of SOPA. Can you tell us, what is SOPA, first off?
Certainly. Well, the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA for short, is a law that has been proposed in the United States Congress, along with the Protect IP Act, or PIPA, in the United States Senate. What these laws want to do is to protect U.S. businesses from copyright infringement. And although that's a good idea, because copyright infringement is a problem that affects, well, all businesses that have anything worth copywriting, the problem is that these laws really bypass the whole due process clause of the Constitution, and it makes it incredibly easy for a rights holder or someone who is claiming to be a rights holder to shut down an entire website, just take the domain and push it off of the internet, at least as far as internet users in the United States are concerned. And the problem with this legislation is that it has a very chilling effect on free speech. Essentially, anyone can make a claim against anyone for anything in order to take down a website, and it will be up to the internet service providers and the companies which index and search the internet, like Google and Bing, to just make these disappear without seeing whether or not that complaint is first just or legitimate.
So I guess while we all, you know, want to stop online piracy, this act wasn't the way to go about it. Is that correct?
That's correct. This law or proposed law is so overbearing, and it really just boggles the imagination as how it made it through our legislators, the folks whom we entrust to act good laws. It really basically puts a kill switch on any internet website that could be pressed by anyone for any reason, and that's not really a good thing. That's not part of the freedoms that are a tradition of our country. And it's not in keeping with the best standards of the internet. And the worst part of it is it really would not accomplish that much, if anything. It would be very easy for businesses, organizations, individuals inside and outside of the United States to bypass the types of filterings that are being discussed. So it's really it really serves to benefit, well, no one really. It just attacks websites.
So I guess, you know, we really saw an uprising and the internet at its full capacity kind of come together. And can you tell us recently how dozens of sites decided that they were going to black out their homepage in protest of this?
Certainly. It started, or at least was popularized, on Reddit, which is a popular discussion and news and content aggregation site, where they suggested that they black out their homepage in order to protest SOPA on the 18th of January. And they got other sites to follow through, some of them very well known, like Wikipedia, which has about 120 million hits a day. Others perhaps equally as important, but maybe less well known, such as the Oatmeal. And the effect of these websites putting this blackout on their page really, I think, got to American people and people around the world that use the internet, and brought something to everyone's attention that really would otherwise be a somewhat obscure piece of law. So it certainly was very effective in getting notice, and as a result, it seems the various politicians involved in the law have had a decidedly more cool attitude towards it.
So it does seem that the internet has come together, and the latest news is that Representative Smith has pulled the SOPA bill. What does that really mean for us?
Well, in one sense, it seems like we've dodged a bullet. If the legislation has been pulled, not just tabled, it means that the American people and quite a few voices outside the U.S. as well have been listened to. I think, though, that although this is a victory in the battle, the war is not yet over, and we have to keep a careful eye on our legislators going forward to make sure that provisions or parts of this law don't reappear elsewhere in the future.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us about this topic, and I'm sure one that we'll be discussing here again. If you have any questions for Ari or another member of the research team, feel free to email them at askesat@esat.com. You can also like and follow the ESAT research team on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.